Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You.
resurrect me as I die to my own ways. I love it. Resurrect me, Lord, this day as I die to my own way. I let go of the fight and the struggle. I release my need to control. I have reached the eye of the storm. I am ready to be reborn. I am ready to be made new. Are you ready to die? Are you really ready to die? Are you afraid to die? Are you worried about how you're going to die? Do you actually think this conversation about death is morbid? Are you a bit worried about this conversation? Or is the spiritual death okay, but the physical death is not? It's all about resurrection, and it's ongoing. It's not just one symbolic experience. It's ongoing. And right now, you are dying to your old ways. Right now, as you let go of the past, if you let go of control. Valerie Joy reminding us to pray that ultimate prayer, remembering that we are here to be more. To be so much more. As a matter of fact, we are so much more, but sometimes we get limited by what we see in the physical world. And death has a way of waking us up. Death has a way of making us look at our lives and say, what is my life about? Death has a way of bringing up sadness and grief. Longing, broken dreams. Are you ready to be resurrected? Are you ready to be resurrected? Well, you're here, you're listening to the show. It doesn't matter if you listen by accident or you stumbled upon the show, you didn't even mean to be listening to this conversation, you are ready, or else you won't be here. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be. At this very moment in time, thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. That's something that you hear daily, regularly, often, that we make a difference. But what does that really mean? It makes a difference. What's making a difference? Having people stop and look at things differently. Having people stop and looking at their life differently. Having yourself stop and say, okay, I know this truth. I read it. It inspires me, wakes me up. But I want to feel the difference in my beingness. I want to be a walking example of what I know to be true. Now, there's some truth that I know that I've read about and I can feel it in my body. But somehow, my everyday activity, I still can't translate it. But I'm going to keep working on it because I'm going to remind myself that even if what I know on a deeper level as truth, even if I'm not seeing it in my physical world, I understand that my physical world, my physical reflection is just that, a reflection, and I do not see the big picture. The bigger picture is so much more. I got to remember that I am physical and non-physical. I got to remember that I'm human and divine. Now, it's okay to have a human conversation and get caught up. It's okay to have just a spiritual conversation and get caught up. But if you want to be lifted up, remember to always blend and marry the human conversation with the spiritual conversation. And really, it could sound like a paradox. But it's all good, it's all God. That's why it seems sometimes confusing. That's sometimes we wrestle with our own personal growth and transformation. We're feeling something inside, but outside looks different from what we're feeling. Or sometimes we're getting the confirmation from outside, but inside we're not feeling that we're enough. But we've got to die to the old way. We've got to die, we've got to release, we've got to let go. And as we die, as we let go, as we embrace a new way, we simply ask the question, is death really a punishment? Or are we just unenlightened? Is death a gift? Did we get it all wrong? It's Troy Davis floating in the universe, just so grateful and smiling. While some people might be angry and mad and they want revenge. Who knows? Let's talk about it. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Valerie Joy brought us in with Resurrect Me. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website, ValerieJoy.com. ValerieJoy.com. This day I get out of your way, Lord, the law of the universe. This day I stand for truth, no longer bound by the things of this world. I know who I am in you. That's what Troy Davis is telling us. Family members who've made a transition, loved ones, babies who we say died before their time. They know who they are right now. That's the prayer, that's the affirmation, that's the truth. Knowing who you are in the holistic you, the you that is bigger than the you that you see in the mirror, the you that knows the truth, the you that you call God, that you call Source, divine intelligence. When you recognize that, you can die to the old ways. And then you say, death, punishment? That's an oxymoron. Death is never a punishment. As a matter of fact, she just gave the brother a gift. Oh, so my mother died before her time. She's not being punished. Not that God didn't hear your prayer. It is part of life. It's part of life. And we'll talk more about that. Just want to hear a little bit more. Valerie Joy. She downloads the truth. She sings the sacred yes. That's it right there. That's it right there. I let go of the fight and the struggle. I release my need to control. I have reached the eye of the storm. I am ready to be reborn. It's a new day, new moment. Are you ready to walk this journey with me? And share your thoughts, your comments, your inspiration, your wisdom, your insights. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Life is good, it's getting better. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines, those of you listening on the archive. Thank you for being here. Thank you for keep coming back, for sharing the show, for making comments, for sending your feedbacks, for your donations on lifecoachade.com. All that you're doing, I am truly, truly, truly grateful. And I'm grateful that we're doing this dance together. Life is good. It gets better. It gets better and it's getting better. And a welcome, Sister Sirius. I want to welcome my co-producer, Betty Pegues, who is in the house. She's at the door now. But she'll be in the house completely. I want to welcome those of you on the phone line. Donna, how are you, my sister friend? Celeste is in the house. Welcome. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. We've got some announcements here. There was something on Facebook that I saw, but it's refreshed itself now. But let's see if I can find it. Actually, I know how to find it. I know exactly how to find it. Because in the words of Donna, no, in the words of Celeste, Donna gave us a gift. So here's the gift that Donna gave us through her friend. I think it's Donna that gave us a gift. Let's see. Is it Donna that gave us a gift? I'm sure it was Donna that gave the gift. But I don't know now. What's today's date? Okay, I'm looking at the wrong day. Let's see. I just stay with me here. I know, I just saw it. It was Donna that gave the gift. Come on, Facebook, help me out. And Donna's like, what is he talking about? What is he talking about gave a gift? You did. I just saw it. Okay, let me go back. I'll find it. It's a gift through a friend of Donna through A Course in Miracles. But since I can't find it, and it's something that I've read on Facebook before. I will paraphrase that we're really, really here to allow and remove barriers to love, because love is all that's real. In spite of the confusion, in spite of the things we don't understand, in spite of the pain that we go through and grow through, love is the only thing that's real. Now, the human experience is the wonderful tool, is the perfect tool so we can unlock the doors to love. But sometimes we don't always want to walk the path because we misjudge the path. We miss the mark. And love is saying, as a matter of fact, I am right here, right now. I am right here, right now. This two paths that we walk on, which is really one, the duality of oneness. That's what it is. It looks like it's two different paths. So it looks like there's life and there's death. There's human and there's God. There's love and there's hate. But you know what? All of it fades into God. It all fades into God. And when we recognize that, we can look at what's going on in the physical realm and be able to see through the eyes of God. Until you can see this world, this earth, this planet through the eyes of God, you will be conflicted. You will feel confused. And the best way, the easiest way, the quickest way to let go of your confusion is to remind yourself that from this narrow perspective, as a human being, a spiritual being having a human experience, that I don't have the bigger picture. And as long as I view this world through my physical eyes, I won't have the bigger picture. However, when I step into my spiritual helicopter, I can fully see the bigger picture and then know that there's so much more. That even what I see while I'm in my spiritual helicopter, it's not the bigger picture. It's still limited. But when we close out the physical eyes and we start to listen, with the inner eye. Yes, I said listen with the inner eye and see with the inner ear. Then we begin to feel and experience the bigger picture. And when you experience the bigger picture, you can't even put it into words. Is death really a punishment? Yes, on a human level. I understand the whole thing about injustice, and we'll talk about that. But our mission, our task, our responsibility is to be able to dance in both worlds and understand God is in it. So regardless of how your life is unfolding right now, in this new moment, you die to the old. 347-426-3346. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so much happening at Life Conversations Radio Network. So much happening in my world. So much happening in your world. So much happening in the world. But the only way to catch up with everything that is happening is to slow your hips down. It's to slow your hips down. Slow down. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that you are God. Be still and know that God is. From that perspective, you can be grateful for regrets. From that perspective, you can be grateful for judgment or criticism or blame or self-doubt or challenges. You can say, oh, okay, if God is the only thing happening, so there's something behind regrets and blame and judgment and criticism, because God is the only thing that's happening, right? So where does regret and blame fit in? Gives you an opportunity to go within and ask deeper questions and say, well, if God is the only thing happening, they say, I've heard, I've said it, that God is good all the time. And if God is the only thing happening, that means good is the only thing that is happening. Now, if you disagree with that, or if something it can be, well, that's okay. So, if you disagree that God is the only thing happening, or God is good all the time, or maybe your thought form, your belief system, your BS is, well, God is good all the time, but humans are not. Now we're talking separation. And that is the sin. That is the mistake. That is the, if you will, the original sin. The original sin is recognizing or allowing yourself to accept that you're separated from God. Now you got to do the work to remember that my body that I can touch right now is God. This table, this computer, this phone, this car, this building, my children, it is God. God is the only thing that is happening. The so-called evil one, the so-called racist, the so-called sexist, the so-called bully is God. Yes. That's the truth. But don't take my words for it. Take the journey within yourself and ask and find out. And whatever you find out will be your truth. Even if it's not in alignment with mine, it's all good. Announcements. Let's try it again. Let's see if we can get to announcements right now. I don't know, but maybe we'll just see what happens. But I think we can go there. I feel drawn there. Okay, great. Last Wednesday of every month, we have Conscious Parenting and Ancestral Blueprints. So, this last Wednesday, whatever the date is, I think it's the 28th, I think. Yeah, you guys know what date it is. If you don't, just keep coming back every day. Even if you don't know what date it is, just keep coming back every day. You stumble upon it. You're like, oh, this must be the last Wednesday. They're doing Conscious Parenting. Yes, the 28th. Of course it is. But what does that really mean? Nothing. When you start walking your spiritual path, every day, the whole day and year just become one long day. Conscious Parenting, 12 p.m. with Michelle Brown Stafford. And the topic is, heal yourself, help your child. When we heal ourselves as parents, godparents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, neighbors, as adults, when we heal ourselves, when we understand who we are, when we let go, when we release the need to control, give up struggle, we can better serve, support our children, and recognize that they're here to deliver their own gifts. Heal yourself, help your children, help your child, or help your children. This Wednesday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then at 2 p.m., Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, 2 p.m. We are talking about the soul experience. Can you really kill the soul? Lisa was in Atlanta. She probably still is. She's going back today to Washington State, facilitating family constellations, and I was grateful to be part of it on Saturday. And something about family constellations that reminds me of my soulful self and the soulful self of humanity and all our struggles, the answer to the struggles, to the pain, is really reconnecting with our soul. Going within and listen. Without even knowing how or how to put in words. We don't have to have an explanation. Family Constellation is a wonderful process. Lisa Iverson is a facilitator, and she's the co-host of Ancestral Blueprints. So I feel and sense that this Wednesday, we're going to talk more about that. The holographic experience. The part of your ancestors that are living out through you right now. The part of our ancestors that believe in death as a punishment. The part of our ancestors that really understand or really think, yes, it's them and us kind of business. Or maybe they believe that, but now when they release the body, they realize, oh my God, I got it all wrong. Ancestral Blueprints, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the same day, Wednesday, the 28th, I knew that, Living from the Inside Out, Living from the Inside Out, 9 p.m., group coaching with myself, Life Coach Ade. For more information and to register, you can go to my website. Go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and click the group coaching tab, and let's get this ball rolling so you can fully live from the inside out. It's not an intellectual thing. You actually start from the intuitive self and then allow your intellect to put things in place. But when you start from the outside and trying to rearrange the inside based on the outside, you're trapped. You are trapped. And another announcement here, October 4th, which is a Tuesday. So a week from today, actually. No, well, just a little over a week. A week from tomorrow. Let's see if that's right. Yep. October 4th. It's funny. Me and date. And I've just let go of even trying to make any sense of it. All I need to remember is right in front of me. I don't have to keep it in my mind. We have Dr. Darren Wiseman. He's a holistic physician and the author of Infinite Love and Gratitude. This day, the show would actually air at 1 p.m. It'll start at 1 p.m., 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We won't start at 12 because that's the best time for him. And when you let go of your old ways and you're willing to be resurrected and you're not stuck to be doing a show at 12, then you are reborn. Woo! The show, the topic is all tied together. What's your thought about death? Do you get from what I'm saying? Are you feeling like, well, is he saying I shouldn't be sad when I lose a loved one? Is he saying I shouldn't be sad that Troy Davis was executed? I mean, that's just wrong. Come on, now I understand this spiritual stuff, but come on, that's just wrong. The system let him down. The system let us down. That's injustice. Or are you thinking, well, I don't know what he's saying. He's saying I shouldn't grieve my loved ones. Should I embrace death? I mean, maybe you see completely different. Maybe you have a deep awareness. Maybe something that I'm sharing, you're like, well, Anna, you're close. But you there's some more. 347-426-3346. Let's talk about resurrection. Let's go to, what's this book called again? Yeah, read it. Look at the title. The Sacred Yes. Don't try and just think about it. Just look at the title. It helps. We were singing the sacred yes. Now we're going to read the sacred yes. And here's something from the sacred yes about death. Desire transformation, not death, for your problems. Desire transformation, not death, for your problems. This notion that there is such a thing as death is very, very problematic. Not only do you fear death in your own lives, but it becomes a magic elixir for your problems with other people and with different circumstances. You're always waiting for something to die as though its death will get it out of your way. Understand that matter is neither created nor destroyed. It only changes form. So they didn't destroy Troy Davis. He just changed form. Let's keep reading. Stop wanting things to die and start desiring their transformation. Stop wanting your circumstances, your conditions, and your relationships to die. Pray for the healing. Pray for the unification. Pray for the transformation. Pray for the release and the restoration. Stop worrying so much about your own deaths, be they physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, financial, or any other kind. Once again, pray for the unification. That's important. Pray for the wholeness. Pray for the unification means so that you can find balance. Those of you who don't know, Troy Davis, you can Google it. Maybe you haven't been listening. Some of us didn't. But it is what it is. And there's so much more going on right now that we don't know. But if you keep thinking, who is this Troy Davis? If you don't know about it, Google it, because I'm not even going to go into that. It's just a catalyst for this conversation. But the unification is to remember that you're human and divine. That other cultures are you. You know, just the culture, just because someone's from a different culture doesn't mean they're separated from you. We are one. And here's the thing about unification. And this is where you stand. This is where you bring the healing. This is where you bring the restoration. When you stand for unification, when you understand that you can never destroy matter, it never dies, you can look at the errors of man, the error thinking of man, and you can be the light of truth. And even if you're upset, even if you're angry, even if you're pissed, you can still remind yourself and say, you know what? It's just a transition. It's just a change in form. I'm going to hold the light. I'm going to hold the light of truth. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to be on one side, on the sides of the blacks, of the whites, of the government, of the people, or of the talls, of the short, of the fat people, of the bully or the bullied. I'm not going to take sides because I am all that. I am that. I am that I criticize. I am that I judge. I am that I blame. I am that. When you recognize that you are that you judge, criticize, blame, whatever, that's unification. When you recognize that the part of you that is still holding on to a lack, not good enough, ill health, and say, it is a part of me. It's not a part you're trying to move and release and let go of and push aside. I hate that I'm like that, but I don't want to be like that. You are like that. Deal with it. The quickest way to heal any circumstance in your life is to accept what it is. to say, this is what's so. And then you can ask yourself, what's the truth in this? What's the truth about this? What you can't be with won't let you be. What you can't be with won't let you be. Anything that you're going through and growing through that you're judging and criticizing and trying to push away and trying to hide and don't want people to know about it, it won't let you be. Oh no, you ain't going to push me away. I belong to you. You're going to push, but I'm going to push back. As a matter of fact, I'm going to wait to you with people that love you, that care about you, and I'm going to sneak up on you. And then you'll be trying to push this this rubber ball under the water. This beach ball, you're trying to push it, hold it down. Like, oh, I don't want people to know I've got this beach ball in my hands. I don't want them to know that I'm just playful, I'm joyful. I want to reveal my authentic self. No, if they see this beach ball in my hands, they might laugh at me. They might say I'm too old. I shouldn't be playing with a beach ball. I should be sitting on the side drinking beer and smoking a cigarette. Oh, let me hold it down. Let me hold it down. And that thing that you can't be with would say, oh, no, 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 I'm going to push back. And then you can say, you know what? Flip this. Here's my beach ball. That's B-E-A-C-H when you reveal it, and then you can use the other one, B whatever. It's like, now what? Ooh, now let's keep going. Let's read what's left in this, reading the sacred yes. Where is it? Right over here. Stop worrying so much about your own deaths, be they physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, financial, or any other kind. Once again, pray for the unification. Pray for the wholeness. Pray for the perfect divine right expression. Rejoice in freedom. Know that something new and great and glorious is being birthed inside of you. Wake up. Welcome it with open arms. Know that you are resilient and your resistance are not. Know that you are resilient and your resistance are not. Only when you resist it, it pushes back at you. It pushes back. But when you let go, when you surrender, when you know that there's a bigger picture, there's something big happening, something greater, there's something beyond your physical eyes, then you can surrender. You can surrender to the unification. You can surrender to the death process. We're going to take a break. And it's always challenging sometimes. We hear it sounds good, but we want to bring in the non-physical perspective. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share something with you from Abraham, where Abraham tells you, listen, if you understand how delicious death is, you would never give people the death punishment. You would never put people to death because it's just too yummy. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's take a break. Let's digest all that is rushing, gushing, flowing through us. Okay, I got you, Betty. Let's see. Yeah, let's just do a break now because if I look at my notes, I'm going to be activated and then we'll go for another 30 minutes. So don't look at your notes. Just take a break. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. What are you confused about? Are you feeling some confliction? Are you feeling like, I don't know, it makes sense, but are you feeling, okay, I understand this death thing, but that's not my issue. I got other issues, but I don't know if you're taking calls on that. I am, 347-426-3346.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We are supporting you, assisting you to be the change you want to see. And we're getting ready to drop a little bit of Abraham to give you a non-physical perspective, where we put a whole new perspective on what death is. You know, when we come back, I got some questions for you. You know, is death really a soul agreement? Talking about Troy Davis again. Did his soul agree to make that transformation? Did we really take his life? Can we really take life? You didn't give it, so you can't take it. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad and make sure you tweet and share and post the show with your friends, your families, your lovers, your haters, your enemies. Oh, your enemies, yes. Make sure you share with them because your enemy is your remedy. When you learn to love your enemy, you know you are one with the one. And Abraham, help us out on this because we don't quite understand it. Death seems to divide us. It keeps dividing us, help. Where are you, Abraham? Abraham's somewhere here, but I'll find it. Once I find it, I'll play it. But right now, I can't. There's so many things on here. Okay, let's take time. 347-426-3346. Betty, I'm coming to you once I find Abraham. Abraham is hot. Oh, I think I know what it is. You can't find Abraham if you're just talking. You got to breathe in and breathe out and just let Abraham show up. Like love, you don't go look for it. You just let it show up because it's already here. Abraham, what do you think about death? Let's do it.
I have a different question, which is in a tape about 2 or 3 years ago, you said two people came forth together with the agreement that one would might die early and for the purpose of them learning that there is no such thing as death.
It happens all the time. Some of you come forth intending very fast, brief, explosive, delicious experience. You cannot evaluate or judge the quality of a life by its length.
My question is, who is it that learns? That learns that information.
Well, that is always that experience in the case that we are talking about, and there are many such cases. The benefit is to the physical humans that remain beyond, who now have born within them a stronger than ever desire to understand the relationship between the physical and the non-physical. Because the one who makes the transition knew it and knows it instantly. In other words, in that transition, in that which you call death, there is not not such thing. We prefer to call it croaking. It is so disrespectful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when someone croaks or when someone makes their transition into non-physical, what happens is they reemerge instantly in the pure positive non-physical energy. And the benefit in the example that we were giving is that then often those who are remaining physical in their desire to maintain relationship with their dearly departed, often that gives birth to a desire that eventually leads them to an understanding that there is no separation between that which is physical and that which is non-physical. And that is always what that intention is about, to soften mm-hmm. that line. You see, as we talk to you here, mm-hmm. we refer to you as in your physical bodies, and we are expressing that you are non-physical energy expressing. In the beginning, because so many physical beings did not understand that they are extensions of non-physical energy, they think that there may be afterlife. They want to believe that, but very few really have any strong sense of what that is all about. And so we began to speak in terms of the physical you and the non-physical you, wanting to sort of get your attention to begin to look at yourself through different eyes than you were accustomed to seeing yourself. Most physical beings do not fully understand what we mean when we say you are non-physical energy expressing through this body. You are eternal beings. Eternal beings. It's hard to get your thoughts around a word or a feeling like that, isn't it? You think about it. You are eternal beings, which means you are forever and ever. There must be way more before you than there could ever be behind you. We are all eternal beings, you see. Mm-hmm. But in your physical environment, where there is this decided birth and death, what that gives you is a platform or a focal point. What the Earth experience is a framework where more perceivers are at the same time perceiving similarly. In other words, you have your physical senses, so you've come to a similar conclusion, which gives you a platform to leap from. And so when someone who is in your midst, even though every one of you know without exception that you're all going to make that transition, still you are not understanding what it is. You do not understand in the eternalness of it that it is not different from walking out of this room and into the next.
Mm-hmm.
In the eternalness of it, there is not a lapse in consciousness. In other words, you continue to be that which you are. The death thing is an uncomfortable subject for so many of you. Think almost as soon as you are born, they begin warning you about it. Watch mm-hmm. out, that could kill you. Watch out, that could kill you. And when they say it, you can tell they really mean it, and what they mean can't be good. And so right away you start tensing against it. What do you do as a society? When you find some rascal that you deem really, really, really horrible, you give him the death penalty. In other words, you do not give him the reward of death. If physical humans understood death, you would not give it to them. Really, you do everything you could to keep them alive as long as possible. And so what we meant when we say that sometimes you come forth with the intention of having an emphatic experience and an early reemergence in the non-physical, it is almost always because there is some former agreement to put this death thing in proper perspective. And very often, when somebody old who's lived a long life, who got really ornery, who practiced all kinds of resistance, who's pretty well pinched off well-being, who's sort of limping around and not having a very good experience, when they die, when they croak, you say, well, it was for the best. Because it's a better alternative than living. And for the most part, that's the way you approach death. In other words, you do not welcome death as you welcome any new adventure. Instead, you dread it, dread it, dread it, dread it. And that's why so many of you bring yourself into states of enormous decline before you will allow the death experience, because then you're choosing the lesser of what you consider to be two evils, you see, where sometimes the non-physical energy says, let's go forth and put death into its clear perspective. And so when someone young and bright and in the prime of their life or very early in experience makes their transition, then with those that are left behind, there is it is a human perspective of I lost my loved one, or I've been left behind. From that vantage place of being left behind, sometimes a desire is born to understand or to make the connection, and very often that is the catalyst. Often in a gathering even such as this, as you talk to people afterward, they will say to you that the reason I began my deliberate search of understanding my relationship with God or my relationship with Source or my understanding of the non-physical was because someone that I cared very deeply about made their transition and my thoughts turned there.
Okay. Now what we learn then, as the person leaves, and you said it increases the desire on the part of the person left behind to learn this and to understand it.
To understand connection between
right.
two.
Then later, another rebirth incarnation starts off at this new higher level, and that's in a sense how we learn as a environment, a species.
Well, give us a little bit more. What do you mean by this new higher level? From what perspective?
That more people now understand the concept of there is no death. So then when a new person comes in or reincarnates, that is more of a ground of being from which knowledge is more disseminated throughout the world.
Well, here's the thing we want you to realize is that while everything is expanding and while certainly there is mm-hmm. benefit for all from every experience that is lived,
mm-hmm.
the non-physical energy already understands that. In other words,
right.
There is not one of you that will be separate from that reemergence into pure positive energy. And so it's not like you have to go through the death experience in order for the spirit to understand it. The spirit understood it. The spirit knows it. It is for the benefit of those who are still remaining physical to understand it so that they can be in a place of more allowing. In other words, it helps them to let more of it in. It isn't until you begin to no longer dread and push against death, you can't really live. In other words, you have to understand that well-being abounds. And once you understand that well-being abounds, then you will begin to allow the life experience in the fullest sense of the word, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be clear that the reemergence back into the non-physical is a delicious, imagine in one fell swoop, leaving behind all doubt and fear and worry and blame and reemerging. And what we want you to understand is that spirit or that energy, that consciousness knew that. In other words, that's who you are as non-physical energies. You don't come forth into the physical to bang around to gain knowledge so that you can die and be a better angel. That is a distortion of what it is all about, you see.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back from segment of refreshment, we'll talk further about what this physical life experience really is about. You are complete for now?
Yes.
We
Thank
are
you.
Complete.
Completion indeed. Completion indeed. That's Abraham giving us a non-physical perspective on death and transformation. And I love, which I had somewhere, but I can't find it now. I saved it on my desktop, but I can't find it. So I'm just going to paraphrase again. I didn't write it down. But anyway, when Abraham said, until you stop dreading life and stop dreading death and pushing against it, you can never fully live. So that tells me that most people who are not living life fully, people who are afraid to live, to show up, to be themselves, they're afraid of death. They're afraid of running out of time, of not living their dreams, or they're not quite there. They don't quite get it. They're never going to get it. So, you know, it's like we all have this cloud of death chasing us, running after us, but we're trying to push away. We don't know when it's going to happen. But then we realize, wait a minute, well, for some of us just keep running from death, spend the whole of 80 years, 90 years, 100 years not living, and then when it's time, when they recognize it's time to walk through the veil to say, if you ask them, what did you regret? And they will tell you, not really living life fully, not loving fully, not doing what they wanted to do, because they were afraid of death, and they ran from death, they ran from just this story that the society have made up, and they couldn't live until we embrace it, until we embrace death and recognize that it's a change. It's not a punishment. It's part of the spiritual growth and transformation. If you want to find out more about Abraham, you can go to their website, Abraham Hicks, Abraham-Hicks.com, Abraham-Hicks.com. You can find out more about what Esther and Jerry Hicks are doing. We're going to take a call. I want to send you love from Betty. Betty is having everything to do with communication, computers, phone, Skype, going nuts. They just will not let her in. So she said, I release, I let go. I let go of the fight. I know who I am in God. So she wants me to share her love with you and let you know she's thinking about you. Yeah, let's take a call. What else do I need to say? Oh, and when after this call, we're going to talk about the ego. Just a little bit about it, but it's really more of an announcement. But it's all part of the death experience. That's really the fear. We, the ego, don't want to die. The ego's like, no, no, please, please don't let me die. Don't listen to that man. He's crazy telling you to be free and love. Don't do it. We're going to die. We're going to die. Well, tomorrow, Electra Ford and Kamau and myself, we're going to be talking about the ego easing God out or edging God out. So when, you know, you've been told that ego means easing God out. And it's like, ooh, deep. But if God is all there is, if God is everywhere evenly present, is it possible to ease or edge God out? Where would you put God that God is not? We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And, yeah, tomorrow's show, I'm looking forward to it. Electra is going to be joining us. Kamau is going to be joining us. It's going to be a conversation. You guys are going to be there. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Kathleen, my dear sister friend, how are you? It's nice to see you. Nahali, Glowing Gooch is in the house as well. Welcome, sisters. I just love being surrounded by this feminine energy. Yes, I love it. And I am grateful because it helps me stay grounded. It helps me stay connected to my intuitive self, so I'm a balanced man. Not only do I have to pray for unification, I'm going to trap somebody now and say something to make them live. Not only am I praying for unification, I am unified. Hello, Celeste, how are you doing? She's going to start laughing now. Watch.
You're so shady. I'm so over you. You know what? Don't have me laughing on a death show. What's wrong with you? No, I'm only kidding.
I'm going to have to work with you. Can't lie for the death show.
I know, right? No, you do not have to work with me. Are you kidding? I've done a long walk with death. I have. I did have a moment of breakdown about Troy Davis, though. I do show up. I don't know why I say I'm going to show up authentically, because I'm pretty honest. I mean, anything I'm holding back is because I don't know it. So let me stop saying that. I'm just going to release that on the air. But,
yeah, do you, boo. Just show up as you are.
I know, right? Just show up. Because my walk with death and my ability to see it as a gift came through my mother, who shows up on your show all the time. Yeah, I said that. And but I had a moment of being protected from death, and I'm saying that because I'm being clear. And because I still have challenges, Life Coach today, with when life is taken. And I know all the stuff around love is the only thing that's real, but the human side of me dancing with the divinity had a real challenge with Troy Davis this week or mm-hmm. last week. And then I found out today about a little, a 14-year-old boy who killed himself and sent a shout out to Lady Gaga before he said, I'm out, mother monster. And all of these things are running through me, and I know there's somebody else I'm missing. Ah, yes, Sister Dominique, who was killed on Bowie State University campus. These are three events that happened last week around death. And so for me, that was a major challenge. Even though I have embraced death as a gift for me personally, I had a hard time separating out my emotions around, that's not right around Troy. Why is Dominique dead? And why did this baby have to kill himself because he was bullied? They found no way out. Mm-hmm. And so then I had to do a walk about, well, how do I see death? I mean, do I see it as a sweet release? Am I clawing, holding on? And then, of course, what came to my mind was one of my favorite lines from one of the goofiest movies ever, Strictly Ballroom. A life lived in fear is a life half lived. Mm-hmm. And so I dance with all that, and I'm prepared for your show. The real message right now for me comes from an answer from one of your other shows from February 23rd, Ancestral mm-hmm. Blueprints, with mm-hmm. you and Lisa Iverson talking about death and talking about the gift of grief that comes from death and how it's cleansing and how mm-hmm. it helps us to open up.
Right.
That show, I go back to that show when I have moments of life showing up and me going, I don't understand. And so for that, I'm really looking forward to Lisa coming in on Wednesday for Ancestral Blueprints, because the death piece is not, it's not easy. It's not. But when you do embrace it as a gift, and when I see the differences that I've made from my mother's transition to where I am now and feeling the energy of her love, I do have hope. And I'm grateful that you are bringing the show out, because in February, some of the things that you said was that a lot of times that our grief is done behind closed doors. We don't even talk about death and dying. So just airing the subject out is bringing a lot of healing. So I'm going to say thank you and stop right there. But I'm here with you, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Let's go to Betty, who's having a, she had a breakthrough. But before I do that, I want to welcome Kathleen. I want to welcome Tamara and Glenda. Thank you all for being here. And death, you cannot be part of somebody's death experience without it changing you. You cannot be part of somebody's experience without it changing you. So those that actually injected that concoction, that stuff, whatever it was, into Troy Davin, they are changed for life. You, if you're in the military and you kill somebody else, shot somebody else, defend somebody, whatever, we cannot kill somebody. If we're part of the experience, it would affect us. So it's not even about judging ourselves or blame. So just understand it. Because we are one and we are all going to feel the transformation. Death is not a punishment. 347-426-3346. Hello, Betty. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? If I can get over this cold or whatever, I'm doing fine. So, folks, please, if you hear my voice cracking or whatever, I apologize. No, I don't. That's just how life is.
Oh, wait. I just heard them say something. All together, they said, don't worry about it, Betty. We love you. No apologies needed. They said, keep talking.
But anyway, I wasn't going to call, but Celeste prompted me to call. You know, we talked about this, Ade and I, you know, about death, and I was telling him a story of I once talked to a gang person who I had asked him a question, you know, is he afraid to die? And asked him about death, and he said, I'm not afraid of death itself. I'm afraid of how I'm going to die. And I think, as I was telling Ade, I think our emotions get confused. I don't really believe that anybody is actually afraid of death. I think we are afraid of that step before death, that process and getting ready for the transition of how we're going to die. You know, that's the big mystery. How are we checking out of this world? And I think that checking out part, how are we going to do it, brings up is being confused with death itself. And, you know, it's when a relative dies, you know, are you really sad that your kid or your mom or die? I don't think we're sad that they're going to this wonderful place. I don't think we can be sad over anything that is as beautiful as that moment after the transition in which you're going through their process. I think our sadness comes from we can't deal with them on the physical level.
Right.
We can't call them up. We can't talk to them. We can't do it. And so now we're confusing that, those emotions, with death. And what we're doing is we're tying both of them together so closely that, you know, I truly believe people are confusing missing the physical with the death process itself. There was a passage, two passages in the Conversation with God book, and I'm sort of paraphrasing. Well, I can't remember the whole passage, but I remember a little bit. One, God tells me, you know, the greatest moment in your life ever would be the moment you die. And the second one, he said, anybody who ever has a death experience will never ever mourn a person who died. And the reason he was saying it is because the death experience itself is extremely a beautiful experience. So it's not the death. I think it's the process before the death. I think we fear that.
Mm.
We fear, how am I going to die? Am I going to be hit by a car? Am I going to die naturally? and I'm going to drown. So how am I going to die? And so instead of addressing that or looking at that, and actually you shouldn't, we say, I'm going to die. So I'm scared of death. When actually what we are fearing is not death. We're fearing that moment prior to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I just think that's very, I think people are confusing the two. My opinion, that is. I can't be sad for someone or I can't be sad for a person who's going through a better process and having a much more enjoyable time than I am living on the earth.
You're like, heck, I'm sad for me. And that's, you know, that's really what it is. I like what you're saying. I mean, even the idea of how we're going to die. And I would even add to that, maybe not just how, when, because, you know, and people that are listening, we're not taking this lightly. We know it's a real issue because it's one thing to be called by a doctor and be told that you've got 3 months to live, 3 weeks to live, or your loved one is going to die soon, or even if they're your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and they say they're about to die, it's not emotional. It's not an easy thing to do. What we're doing here, what we're stimulating is to inspire thoughts so that we can start recreating a different way of looking at death. Not looking at, well, I pray to God to not take my child or my husband, my wife, my girlfriend, my best friend, but God did not hear my prayer. Now I'm mad at God. You could be mad at God, but if you're mad at love, guess what? Love is going to love you anyway. So be mad at God, but understand that God is still loving you. You can now be mad that God is loving you while you're mad at God, but God is still going to love you some more. But it's that, Betty said about that, how we're going to die. But there's a better way to do it. So let's say that. It's like, let's just live. Let's just live now. So when you live life fully, you don't worry too much about how you're going to die. You're so busy living life that when the how happens, you don't even know. You're like, whoa, what just happened?
So Ade, am I still on?
Yes. Yeah, you're on.
One thing I want to mention, I had told Ade that I was, you know, prior to coming on, you know, being a co-producer and even prior to being a reader, I was in the process of being a hospice worker. And one of the things that was brought to my attention when the lady found out that I was, you know, also reading, doing things like that, she said, you know, we're trying to bring more spirituality into the hospice work so that people can understand death, you know, and what happens afterwards so that the transition can be very easy. Because what they were finding out, that people were fearing the process, you know, and they know they're dying, but they're fearing that there's a fear of my body breaking down, this happening, my kids grieving, so forth and so on. So the person actually who was dying, who even knew that their time was limited, wasn't actually fearing death. They were fearing all that stuff prior to it.
Right.
Even going as far as fearing for what their kids were going to go through or experience. So I truly think that as we learn more about death itself, the process, the transition, the beauty of it, then we can start living.
Right.
Because now we won't fear it.
And that's so true. That is so true. Let's take a call. Thank you, Betty. And we're sending you lots of love and feeling you right now, feeling the love in you, the God in you, rejuvenating itself as we speak. We know all this truly well. Let's go to Tamara. Actually, before I go to Tamara, I want to read something that Betty put on Facebook. She said, well, what she got from Conversations with God, Book 1, death is no big deal. It is failure to doctors, tragedy to those left behind, but relief and release to the soul. Death is no big deal. It is failure to doctors, tragedy to those left behind, but relief and release to the soul. Now, Betty said something about being sad, and I've heard someone who goes to Hillside because they were learning a new way of thinking. I'm coming to you, Tamara. They learn a new way, and what they were learning about death and life and consciousness and God, they misunderstood what they were hearing. When their mother made a transition, they stopped coming to Hillside because Hillside teaches life is consciousness. And so this person thought, well, my mama made her transition. I'm feeling grief. I'm feeling sadness. It goes against what they're teaching me at the church. So I'm not going to go to that church until I resolve this. We do not have to feel guilt about sadness
pain and grief that we feel. It's part of life, or else you won't feel it. It is part of life. It can take you years to get over it. When I think of my mother, who's been gone now almost 3 years, I keep thinking, wow, I'm never going to see her again. But I cried hard before she actually made the physical transition. Because I knew. My mom was, she's never sick, never. I mean, she may have a cold here and there, but not go to a hospital and be there weeks and weeks and weeks. But something told me that it's her time to go. And I cried. I cried, and she was still alive. But when she did, I still cried. But that tears that was coming out my eyes, I didn't even understand. I'm like, okay. It didn't even feel right. It felt funny. Because the first time, that was when I accept my mom is making a transition. You know, and it still brings stuff up for me sometimes. I'm in a better place when I think of my father. There was a time every time my brother calls me or I get a call from my younger sister, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to tell me about dad. Is he making his transition? And I just, I'm like, dude, just stop it. Stop this foolishness. But we got to work through it. We got to move through it. And as it said in the sacred yes, pray for unification. Let's go to Tamara. Whoops, let's try this again. What happened to Tamara? Okay, that's what happened to Tamara. Okay, now let's go to Tamara.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, I got a phone call. So I'm back. So I would love, Ade, for you to speak more about this idea that all is God. Mm-hmm. I notice I have a very strong tendency to have that belief that you were talking about, that there's God and then there's humans doing bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And I often will not read the news, but I have read about Troy Davis, and then yesterday I read an interview with the two hikers in Iran, and I'm just having so much emotion and feeling, and, you know, when things like that happen, how do you hold that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just brought into my awareness that people are being tortured and beaten,
yeah,
in different places around the world and killed, and all these horrible things are happening,
right,
in addition to all the wonderful things that are happening. And
mm-hmm.
how do you hold all of that in,
yes,
God is all there is?
I understand. I actually appreciate you bringing that topic, that conversation up, because it's one that we wrestle with. In the spiritual community or not, we say it's all good, but how can that be all good where people are being abused, when a child was killed, a child was murdered? How can it be all good? Here's
right.
the thing. This is what I know, and this is how I see it. And we're going to talk more about this on tomorrow's show as well.
Great.
So for me, and I've said this before, God is not a being up there, man or woman up there, taking notes, looking at things from a human perspective. When you look at the definition of what love is, it's unconditional love. It's not just, not that emotional thing. You can experience love as an emotion, but it's so much more. The kind of love, and I'm answering your question, God as love is that feeling you get when you see a beautiful child or when there's a birthing of a child and you feel something inside of you that's so strong. Now, God as human beings has a choice. So human beings have a choice. Well, some people say free will. See, this is how I see it. I see it as this, that God is expressing himself, herself, itself as us to recognize itself as whole, as fullness. So now, here's something I'll share in a group that I was in yesterday. It occurred to me that it's like we're on a spiritual vacation, or humanly vacation, if you will. Holiday in England, we say holiday, but vacation over here. You think about it. When you go on a vacation, you've been working hard, you're at home. But you plan the trip. You may go on a road trip. You may go to another country. But there's some ways you're going to travel there. So on the way there, you might want to say, well, we're going to stop at grandma because that's on the way up, and say hello. We're cousin so-and-so. In this. So on the path, there might be traffic, there'd be all kinds of things, there could be accidents, there could be all kinds of things happening, but eventually, once you make the trip, you're going to come back home. That's the physical trip when we leave work, the vacation that we... So from a spiritual vacation is, God as us
See, here's what we need to do. We need to understand that God is not limited to this human experience that we're having, that God is so much bigger. But God, as this energy, this life force, this extension, as a human entity, has free will, because it, this person, she or he, is still working out his soul salvation. So I have a choice to be angry, mad, go after somebody, kill somebody. I have that choice. Or I could be loving. Now, you've watched programs, I know, Timer, you've watched programs where there were people who, for example, been in the KKK. And I saw one on Oprah where they were in the KKK, were fighting, they were doing all kind of crazy things. They went to jail, and then they realized, we are one. See, the human experience is we leave that place of wholeness, the all that is, the all godness, to have this human experience, but the ultimate journey is to get to a place where we recognize it is all one. So when I say that's evil, when I say that's horrible, when I say another human being has to go to hell, it's because I am only looking at it through the eyes of a human consciousness. This is something that is hard for us. And what I'm talking about here, there are times I don't always see things that go on in my life through the eyes of God. But for me, I know the truth that God is all there is. My journey is to understand that, leave that, express that. So I can look at something on the television. I can look at somebody being murdered. I can look at somebody being abused and say, oh, there's some horrible people on this earth. But my task, what I'm here to do, is to bring love in it. If I stay stuck and say, I don't care what you say. There's just some horrible people. They're just evil people in the world. Yes, evil is just a spectrum, a vibration on this continuum of this thing called life. And the person who was once evil, if they go through their own spiritual experience, they may realize, wow, I inflicted pain on people. I want to change that. I want to change my vibration. That's the unification. See, those of us that say we're on a spiritual path, our task, our journey, our mission is to see through the eyes of God, regardless of what we call it, regardless of what society says it is. It's something that has to happen inside of you. It's got to happen inside of you. Justice. We are here to learn what justice is. Justice, just us. We are here to really bring balance on this planet. Don't look at anybody else to bring balance. You be the balance that you seek to see. That's why we're here. So when you're able to look at things from the eyes of God and saying, I don't have the bigger picture, here's the thing. I believe that everything is a soul experience. Maybe, just maybe, maybe we can think, maybe Troy David's soul came here to teach us just that. Maybe his soul was here to be part of this conversation we're having. You know, when the whole world got involved and protested, maybe that's what his soul came in to say, listen, I want you to know that you do not have the right to take somebody's life because you didn't give it. Death is not a punishment. And also the soul is coming in to say, you humans are divided amongst yourself, even though you say you are one. So you're not really practicing what you say you know. Maybe that's what his soul is here to teach us. So much so that when he was making his journey to the other side, apparently he said, listen, this struggle did not stop. This struggle started before me, and it shouldn't stop after me. Humanity struggles with its godness. Humanity struggles with her, you know, we're struggling with our true identity. So we will kill in the name of God because we think our way is the right way. So there is that struggle because we see ourselves separated and we say the way I understand God is the right way. Because if the way I understand God is not the right way, oh my God, then my whole world is going to crumble. So people fight for their belief. The show I did last Thursday, everything you believe is BS, is a belief system. People fight for their beliefs because if they allow other people to change their belief system, they won't have nothing to stand on. But if we let go of the belief system, and there's nothing wrong with belief system, but just understand it's just things we put in place. And after a while, like a pair of shoes, it gets worn out and we change it. So regardless of what your physical eyes are telling you, my dear sister friend Tamara, regardless of what your intellect is telling you, especially at that time. Take the time to just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and ask God, what is the truth in this situation? And let your heart speak to you. Let it speak to you. So what is the truth? Because we can have the intellectual conversation, which brings some insight, but you got to get still in that pain, in that when you're feeling conflict, when you're angry, when you're mad, when you're frustrated, to find half a second to say, God, what is the truth in this situation? And you will get the answer. God is all there is. Life is energy. Everything is energy. God is energy. God is Lord, law of the universe. We are not big, bold enough to alter this universe. This universe, this law, the universal law, is constant. It applies everywhere. It's physics. It's science. So the journey, the human vacation, is to remember that God is all there is. You think God judges people who executed Troy Davis? Do you think God is judging the person who abused somebody else? Do you think God is judging Hitler? Do you think God is judging those who said, oh yeah, we're better than those race of people, let's enslave them, they're less than human? No, love cannot judge. Because love cannot judge, love doesn't need to forgive. Because there was no judgment in the first place. And the challenge is, we're getting a new insight about what love is. Unconditional love ain't no joke. That's the journey of life, my dear. That's the journey of life. Can you see something that seems like unloving and still love?
Are you asking me?
Well, kind of, sort of. But just sit
know.
With it.
I don't know. I'm getting
Wait, that's a great answer. That is a great answer.
Yeah.
That's the God honest truth. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they life coach? I don't know. Maybe something would happen and if it's a family member and was brutally murdered, it might take me a while. I may not be able to see through the eyes of love. I don't know. But I then, because of the work that I've done, I know that I've got to come to a place for my own soul salvation to see it through the eyes of love. I have to do the work. So that's my thought.
But thank you.
You always sit in and just ask God, what is the truth in this situation? All right?
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thanks, darling. You're welcome. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. We're going to take a call from Glenda. We've got a few minutes. Let's see. Let's go here. Waving through cyberspace. Tamara, Kathleen is waving at you. And Kathleen said, yes, I think God is judging those who executed Troy Davis. And if not, wow, lots to think about. Yes, she said, I think God is judging those who executed Troy Davis. If not, wow, lots to think about here. If God is judging those who executed Troy Davis, then God is not unconditional love. Think on that. Glenda, we got 2 minutes. Go for it.
Okay. Well, quickly, as I meditate on the principles, listening to Esther, you know, Abraham through Esther Hicks, Reverend Michael, this concept of love and forgiveness is so big and so deep. I saw a show, I think it was on The View. It was a mother whose son was killed. And the person who killed her son went to jail. But through her spiritual journey, she ended up wanting to meet with the son who killed her, the man who killed her son. And she got to a place where she befriended him, forgave him. Now he's out of jail. He lives next door. And she said that even though it may be hard for people to understand, she's completely forgiven him. She understands the part that he played in terms of God's plan, and that she has taken him on as her spiritual son. It takes time, but I think it takes a choice, too. And she talked about how, you know, she's a Christian, and, you know, she, you know, through her reading and her praying, you know, that she knew that forgiveness was important. I think a lot of these events happen. If we look at them spiritually, they happen for us as an opportunity to lift our consciousness out of anger and fear and rage and revenge to see, okay, where can the God consciousness come through me if I'm willing to go to a higher level, not look at the event and say, are we going to get those people? But, okay, how can love make itself known here? How can I bring love here? How can I pray for those in this situation? Okay, that's my two cents.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And, you know, this whole thing about spiritual...
I'm trying to talk fast because you gave me 2 minutes.
Well, I do notice that you always like to leave the last minute to call in. I ain't not calling you out, but, you know, the show is an hour and a half.
But, for the whole time.
But tomorrow, I understand. I know it comes when it comes. But tomorrow we're going to continue conversation. Well, actually, we are, because we're talking about the ego with Electra and Kamau. And we're going to be talking about, okay, if God is everything, can there be evil? Let's talk more about that tomorrow. And join us, Glenda and everybody else. Tell your friends, tell your family. It's about, really, you're really here for your own soul salvation. If a mother can forgive... you know, that's something to think about. And if God is constantly judging people, or if God judges others, then that means God is judging us, right? What will make us different? Well, because I say I'm better than people that did so-and-so. Well, you might want to think about that. Because now, there's a thought. If God is all there is, and human are one with God, so I'm going into tomorrow's conversation here just a bit, then God does judge. God judges and loves at the same time. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. I'm getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Make sure you register for Living from the Inside Out by going to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and click the group coaching tab. And let's get going. Let's live from the inside out. I love you. Love you. Love you. Be well. Be still. This is Agape. Choir, agapelive.com is their website. Blessed always wherever you are. The arms of God surrounds us all the time. I'm out. Where are they? Why are they not singing? Come on, choir. Be afraid of them. I'm out.
I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.